أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وعلى الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Continuing with our look at journaling the Quran, today we will look at Ayah 11, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا O you who believe, لَا يَسْخَرْ قَوْمٌ مِّن قَوْمٍ عَسَىٰ أَن يَكُونُوا خَيْرًا مِّنْهُمْ Let not one people make fun of another people. Maybe they are better than them. وَلَا نِسَاءٌ مِّن نِسَاءٍ عَسَىٰ أَن يَكُنَّ خَيْرًا مِّنْهُنَّ Nor let women make fun of other women. It may be that they are better than them. وَلَا تَلْمِزُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ And do not find faults in yourselves. وَلَا تَنَابَزُوا بِالْأَلْقَابِ Do not insult each other with nicknames. بِعْصَ الْإِسْمُ الْفُسُوقُ بَعْدَ الْإِيمَانِ How evil, how terrible it is to use corrupt nouns, to use offensive words after you have believed. وَمَنْ لَمْ يَتُبْ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الظَّالِمُونَ And the one who doesn't turn back, who doesn't do tawbah, is of the unjust. Now the crux word here is ismul fusuq. Ism is a noun, fusuq is corrupt. So it's corrupt nouns, in other words, offensive words. It's all about speech. Corrupt, actually, if you looked at dictionary.com, it says lacking integrity, guilty of dishonest practice, to destroy the integrity of someone, disloyal, to alter something for the worst. So in essence, it's about words. Many times when we talk about following the laws of Islam, people will usually mention long fasts or the difficulty in following dietary law or observing hijab. Yet the laws that are most difficult to keep and are most commonly violated by even the most observant Muslims are the laws regarding improper speech. Quranic speech ethics are set at a very high standard. The Quran emphasizes that words have a powerful impact. And in this surah in particular, we see that the harm that can be done through our words. The Prophet ﷺ tells us that the tongue is an instrument so dangerous that it must be kept hidden from view between two protective walls, the mouth and the teeth, to prevent its misuse. So the first directive in this ayah is do not make fun of others. And it continues with the theme of moving away from tribal bonds to those of iman. And it indicates that the boasting of anything, especially tribal lineage, should cease. There was a group of people from the Banu Tamim who made fun of the companions because of their financial status. And this included companions like Ammar and Khabbab and Salman and Bilal. And this directive reprimands them. There is a narration of a man who found it difficult to grow his beard, but tried his best, and they made fun of the few hairs that grew. And the Prophet ﷺ said that one hair on his face was heavier than the mountain of Uhud. The directive continues to make a specific mention of women. And this was revealed when Umm Salama, one of the wives of the Prophet, had wrapped a white cloth around her waist like a belt, with a little bit hanging in the front. A couple of the other wives commented that the piece of fabric hanging resembled the tongue of a dog when it was chasing itself. The second directive is about not finding faults in yourselves. The word used is وَلَا تَلْمِزُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ The aim of expressing it in this form, about not finding faults in ourselves, is to remind us that Muslims are like one collective body. If a person picks faults with one Muslim, it's equivalent to picking faults with the entire Muslim body, and thus themselves. The word lamaza is to take someone's confidence away by criticizing them. We often incessantly try to pick faults in people, but lack the insight of the negative traits within ourselves. It is as though by constantly striving to uncover the shortcomings of others and taking away their worth and status, we can put our own inferiority at ease. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa sallam has said, I warn you about keeping relations with people who look for faults in others, since surely there is not a single person who will be safe from such people. The third directive is to stop calling people by derogatory nicknames. A name is a mark or a sign which serves as a symbol for the recognition of a person or a thing. We immediately recognize something or someone by their name or their title, and it evokes a wide possible range of opinions and emotions. The more knowledge we have of a thing or a person, the stronger the emotion when the name is called out. For example, when you say Ma or Mom, it evokes love and affection, while the word ghost evokes fear and mystery. And the power of a recognizable name is becoming increasingly valued and valuable. When you remember someone's name, you are paying them a subtle compliment. You are saying to them that they have made an impression on you, and it gives them a sense of importance. The word name is therefore synonymous with the word reputation or character when it comes to human beings. And this part of the ayah specifically forbids calling a person by a derogatory nickname or by any other embarrassing name, even if he is used to it. And by saying, بِعْصَ الْإِسْمُ الْفُسُوقُ بَعْدَ الْإِيمَانِ, it's like saying, how could you use such terrible, offensive words after having professed belief in Allah and His Messenger? It does not befit you. And the ayah ends saying, if you do not turn back, وَمَنْ لَمْ يَتُبْ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الظَّالِمُونَ, then you are of those who are unjust. Let us pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us of those who are Ahlul Qur'an and keep us away from using corrupt nouns, Ismul Fusuq. فَتَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ.